السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One more time. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن رجب شهر الله وشعبان شهري ورمضان شهر أمتي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, verily the numbers of the months of the year inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and earth, and amongst these 12 months there are 4 months sacred, holy, full of virtues. And this is the steadfast deen. Ulama in the tafsir of this verse have mentioned that these 4 months which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned as Ashhurul Hurum, sacred months. These 4 months are Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajabul Murajjab. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths that verily the Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special month of Allah. All months are created by Allah, as Allah ta'ala has mentioned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a speciality and more virtues and selected out of 12 months that Rajab is my month. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Sha'ban is my favorite and special month. That's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum noticed and narrated that they found and observed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasting almost whole month of Sha'ban, although it was not farad and compulsory, it was just nafal and optional, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make more efforts during the month of Sha'ban. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, this month of Sha'ban is not compulsory, why are you fasting so many days or almost whole month of Sha'ban? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reply, I am preparing mentally, physically, spiritually for the holy month of Ramadan. So when the Ramadan enters, I am prepared and ready to take advantage of every moment, every blessed second of the month of Ramadan. That's the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast during the month of Sha'ban. And that's why he said, this is my favorite month. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Ramadan is the month of my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, specially, exclusively granted this month of Ramadan to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous ummah never had the virtues or significance of the or advantage of month of Ramadan. Yes, they used to fast, but in different months, in different days, but the whole month is a fasting month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only granted to us to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the month of Ramadan, is a special favorite month of my Ummah. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to cite the crescent and new moon of Rajab, he used to make this special dua. It is mentioned in the hadith that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make this dua when he used to cite the month of Rajab, that Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balligna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us blessings, rahmah and mercy of yours during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us be alive in the month of Ramadan. Extend our lives till the month of Ramadan so we can achieve the maximum benefit out of the holy days and holy nights of the month of Ramadan. So we should also make this dua. And look at the enthusiasm, look at the zeal of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the encouragement of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he used to make dua 2 months ahead from the month of Rajab. That's why it is said, and today, by the way, is the second day of Rajab. Although in calendar it shows the third day, but we don't follow the calendar because it has been printed 12 months ahead. And real sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is every 29th of the month we should go outside and you must look for the new moon. And we sight the moon, then we should start the new month from the crescent. So ulama had observed on the Wednesday, but they couldn't, on Tuesday night they couldn't find the moon. So they completed the 30 days of Jumadul Akhir, and the Thursday, meaning yesterday, was the first of Rajab, according to the moon sighting, not according to calendar. So today is the second of Rajab. And in this month of Rajab, approximately on the 26th of Rajab night, that is the Laylatul Mi'raj, inshallah, we'll speak about when the time will come. But this journey of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place in this holy month of Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this month to honor the journey of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the heavens and to the arsh. So inshallah, this is a very sacred month and this is a very special month. Hazrat Abu Bakr Waraka al-Balakhi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zar'in, وشهر شعبان شهر ثقاء الزرع وشهر رمضان شهر حصاد الزرع. He used to say that Rajab is like planting the seed into the, preparing the farm and farming the whole month of Rajab, you're getting ready and preparing. And the Sha'ban is the month of watering and irrigating the plants. And then the Ramadan is the month of harvesting fruits and crops, whatever you have planted in Rajab. Another way to say the virtues of Rajab is Shahru Rajab is Mithlu Rih, wa Sha'ban Mithlu Ghais, wa Ramadan Mithlu Qatar. The holy month of Rajab is like a cool breeze. Before the rain comes, we see the cool breeze. So Allah's mercy and rahmah and blessing starts from the month of Rajab. Then Sha'ban is like a cloud. You can see the black cloud on the sky horizon. And then the month of Ramadan is like a special rainfall. Allah's mercy descends onto the believers during the month of Ramadan. Is like a rainfall of it. My brothers and sisters, all these virtues are there. What should we do? The Rajab comes and goes, Sha'ban comes and goes, Ramadan comes and goes every year. We are still in the same position, the same way of life. Nothing is changing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, is granting us chance after the chance, opportunity after the opportunity, to rectify ourselves, to correct ourselves. And this is the only life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us to prepare for hereafter. There is no other way. There is no second chance. So many years passed, so many Ramadan came, so many Laylatul Mi'raj came in the past. Do we take any advantage of it? Did we rectify ourselves? Did we come to the masjid punctually? Did we prepare for hereafter? This is the question each and every one of us should ask ourselves. Now, up till this year, whatever happened, it happened in the past, in the history. But let us make some decision today. This is the month of Rajab already started. And Allah's mercy is knocking our doors. Just now it will be the month of Ramadan. It should not happen that it is going to just pass by as the normal days of any other month. These are the very special months. These are the very special days and nights. And this is the season to get more and more reward. It's bargaining. Like at Christmas time, the things, you know, prices are, you know, 70%, 50%, they mark up to attract the customers, to have the big business during the month of December. And people are crazy for shopping. They want to take advantage of bargaining, and prices are very low, and you can, with a small amount of money, we can get the big items. Everything is cheap. 70%, 60% discount. Like, that is the worldly affair. This is the worldly things. And this is the human nature. When he gets some, you know, discount, he likes to go to there. He likes to purchase it. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us the discount. Come, make little ibadah and I'll reward you this much. It's a bargaining. It is a discount from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should take the advantage to prepare our hereafter, because the real life, my brothers and sisters, is the life of hereafter. So as we are, if you someone having the wedding in his house, his daughter or son getting married, months ahead is preparing for it, making the list of the people to whom he's going to invite, he's booking the hall, he's booking the catering, you know, restaurant or somewhere. Is getting prepared for the wedding is coming. So everything should be in order, everything should be ready and prepared. His wedding. Right? So likewise, Ramadan is coming. We should have that enthusiasm, we should have that excitement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting me this holy month of Ramadan is again coming in my life. Let me take full advantage of it. Let me grab every moment of the holy month of Ramadan. Let me start from today onwards. So ulama said, when month of Rajab starts, those brothers and sisters who were not punctual during the all 8-9 months,